Brian Lehrer on WNYC, not ready to be the honoree this Mother's Day. Our next guest spent nearly $50,000 and 2 years of her life freezing her ex, hoping to delay motherhood until her mid-40s. Sarah Elizabeth Richards is a science writer specializing in health and the author of the new book, Motherhood Rescheduled, The New Frontier of Egg Freezing and the Women Who Tried It. In the book, she describes how she tried to slow the ticking of her biological clock by having her eggs frozen and profiles three other women who did the same thing. Sarah, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So take us back to 2006 when you first had your eggs frozen. You were 36. You were in a serious relationship. You had a successful career. Why did you decide to go this route?
Well, I've always known I wanted children, and I was dating someone at the time who wasn't sure he wanted kids. So I was about 34, almost 35, and I was starting to grow more anxious by the minute. So when I heard about egg freezing and I thought I could stop that pressure and take the pressure off the relationship too, then I thought it was a great idea.
So now you're doing the math a few years over 40.
Right.
Your eggs are still frozen. You haven't used them to try to get pregnant yet. But you're right that egg freezing changed the narrative of your life from, quote, mourning and desperation to hope and potential. Wow. Seriously?
It does. It puts you back in the game. Literally, you wake up from that retrieval surgery and all of a sudden your whole life is possible again. Before, you felt this increasing sadness that you were losing this chance to have something that you thought you'd have your entire life. I remember I'd be playing with my niece and all I could think about was, am I going to lose this chance? And then you freeze and it's like, oh, well, I'm back in the game. And so I've been dating. I met somebody about 8 months ago and hopefully that will work out and I'll be thawing soon.
Do you have an age limit for yourself?
I like to use them by my mid-40s. I think that's a reasonable age.
Listeners, anybody else out there, perchance, who has frozen your eggs or is considering it? 212-433-WNYC. I read that fewer than 5,000 women have tried this, but maybe some of you are listening right now. Has the egg freezing changed your life if you did it? And men, we can keep some lines open for you too. How has egg freezing changed the course of your relationship? Or how do you think it would? 212-433-WNYC for anyone on this or just anyone with questions. For our guest, Sarah Elizabeth Richards, author of Motherhood Rescheduled, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. This makes you like a man in a certain way, right? Untethered from your body in deciding about kids. Do you see this as about gender equity in any way?
I do. It levels the playing field in a sense. Not completely. You still have to think about your aging clock. I mean, you don't want to start having your family in your 60s. But at the same time,
but neither does a man.
Right. So in that sense, it's everyone's equal again.
Although people always seem to raise their eyebrows a lot higher when a woman starts a family, let's say in her 50s, makes the news, especially if she had a pregnancy. But it still makes the news at the level of, oh, she's so old. How could she wait? Is this responsible to the kid? But then there are celebrity guys who become fathers in their 60s, 70s even, and people say, oh, how sweet.
It's true. For some reason, there's a very visceral reaction about women pushing those boundaries a bit.
How did your friends and family react when you told them you were going to freeze eggs? Was it controversial?
No, I told my mother at first and I came in bursting with news. I said, oh my gosh, guess what I'm going to do? I think this is such a good option. And she just looks at me and she says, well, wouldn't it be easier to get married and get pregnant? I'm like, yeah, you kind of have a point. Maybe I'm making this more difficult than it needs to be. But then I think over the years, I mean, she's definitely super supportive now. And I mean, I didn't realize she has dreams of grandchildren as well. And she had dreams of me having children. And, you know, I protected that. So.
And what about your boyfriend at the time? I guess that relationship didn't last, but you were in a serious relationship. Was it a joint decision or something that you announced to him one day? Honey, I've decided to freeze my eggs and I'm a woman and I'm an independent person and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, no, I was reporting on it for an article for Marie Claire magazine, and I told him about this reporting assignment over dinner, and I told him that I was thinking about doing it myself, and he thought that was a great idea. But you think most men would think it's an awesome idea because it takes the pressure off them as well.
And as you say, he didn't want to have kids, so.
He wasn't sure at the time. I think he, you know, he was probably leaning more toward no than I thought at the time. And, you know, we took several years to figure it out. We went to therapy. We made lists of the pros and cons of having kids. I mean, we did it in a very sincere way. And then at the end, he just couldn't see himself being a father. And I thought I couldn't not ever have a family. And so I didn't think it would ultimately work out.
Well, our lines are all lit up. Let's talk to some callers. Sandra in Oyster Bay, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. So you had some eggs frozen?
I froze my eggs 7 years ago when I had just turned 37. Got a lot of them. I met a man when I was 40. We started dating, started trying. We tried IVF with fresh eggs, which didn't take, but the eggs all looked good. Then we tried the frozen eggs, and they didn't defrost particularly well.
Hmm.
So that didn't work. But, you know, persistence works, and we're actually now pregnant through an egg donor. But it was, you know, I had that same feeling of elation when, okay, I froze my eggs, and a strong disappointment afterwards. But I gather the technology has improved significantly because frozen egg donor rates are almost the same as fresh egg donor rates these days.
So, Sarah, how reliable is this technology?
Yeah, it sounds like you may have done that first, one of the first waves of women to actually freeze and thaw their eggs. And sounds like you're a trailblazer of sorts. Yeah, the technology's gotten a lot better. But again, it's still not going to work for everyone. In fact, there's one woman in my book whose eggs don't work. And she's disappointed, but she eventually uses donor eggs as well. And now she has a baby.
Sandra, thanks for sharing your story. Good luck.
Thanks.
And in fact, of the three other women in your book who froze their eggs, only one ended up with a baby.
Yes.
Was that out of choice, technological problems?
No. It worked really well for her. I haven't thawed my eggs yet.
The one who did.
Right.
But the other two?
It didn't work for them. But they found other ways to be mothers.
Mary in Westport. You're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are there? How are you?
Good.
I went through fertility treatment. I have three kids at the end, but I went through seven rounds of treatment. And the one thing I will say is, so I hope it works out for anybody who tries the frozen eggs. There's a whole lot of steps that have to occur. I got pregnant twice and miscarried, and I had an ectopic. The frozen eggs alone are not the insurance that everybody needs, because when you're older, it's just harder to be pregnant.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. It's not going to work for everyone. It's not an easy thing to go through. But I think it gives you a chance. And I also think the psychological benefits you get from it can't be underestimated. In some ways, I think it's worth it even if you don't end up getting kids from those frozen eggs.
Mary, thank you so much. Good luck. How do they actually freeze the eggs? Is it a lot to go through?
Yeah, you have to go through a couple weeks of hormone shots. You have a lot of doctor's appointments. You go through a surgery. The PMS after your retrieval is horrible. It's an ordeal. It's emotionally tiring. It's expensive. It's, you know, kind of a big – it's a month out of your life where it's not fun. But then that month's over and you've got these eggs stashed away.
How much does it cost?
It's not cheap. It costs between $9,000 and $13,000 for a round.
And you may or may not get a kid out of the deal.
You may not. There's some interesting things happening. I know a lot of clinics are starting to offer egg freezing at lower prices. And then people are talking about new models where if you donate eggs, you can save half of them for yourself. And then one woman in my book, she put it on a credit card. So I think they're kind of like finding different ways of financing it.
Does insurance cover it?
No.
Terry in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. I'm calling to actually ask a question, and you may have already answered it. In 1999, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer and had to have a radical hysterectomy, but I was in a serious relationship, and my boyfriend at the time, who subsequently became my husband, and I went to fertility specialists at the time to ask to freeze my eggs. and before the surgery, and I was told that it was not possible at the time without fertilization. And we weren't married yet, and we felt that that would be too much pressure on us to have these fertilized eggs if anything should happen in our relationship. And so I'm curious whether that's, obviously that seems to have changed.
It became available in the U.S. in 2002, more widely available 2004. So it's pretty, I think more than half of fertility clinics now offer egg freezing for anyone.
Terry, great. Thank you. So what about the difference that she raises between fertilized or unfertilized eggs?
There's a, in the beginning, they or like years ago, they thought that frozen embryos had a better chance of surviving and egg freezing was a higher risk. Now the technology is better that egg freezing and embryo freezing, the rates are pretty similar. The embryo has big questions because obviously that's a fertilized egg that can grow into a person, and there's big ethical questions on, you know, what happens if you don't end up using those frozen embryos. But also you have a lot more freedom if you freeze your eggs because you're not locked into a partner. For example, if something happened and you got divorced or that relationship didn't work out, you know, you're free to have your eggs fertilized by anyone.
She mentioned that she had cancer and then did it. And you write about that in the book, that some women freeze their eggs before undergoing cancer treatment.
Right.
Is that a common precipitator?
Yeah, definitely. That's, in fact, that's egg freezing in the beginning was developed for women who had cancer or other medical reasons.
Betsy in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Betsy.
Hi. I'd like to know what her ideas are about adoption. I feel so bad when I hear women talk about going to these kinds of lengths that most women can't even afford to do and that have absolutely no guarantees. And there are so many children who would love to be in a home with someone who so badly wants to be a mom.
You're right. I think adoption's a great option.
And why didn't you choose that? Or maybe you're looking into that.
That's definitely a possibility. I know that adoption isn't cheap in a lot of cases. And mm-hmm. I also wanted a chance to have at least one biological child I could see maybe adopting in the future.
Betsy, thank you. And when we think about who freezes eggs, to go to her socioeconomic point, many of us picture upper middle class or wealthy, white, career women. Did you look into the socioeconomic or class issues with this procedure?
I did. I was very lucky. Unfortunately, it's not available or possible for a lot of women. I think that's unfair, and I'm hoping that the price does come down and become more of an option for more people.
So good luck out there. You're hoping that the right guy...
I think I found the right guy.
You think you found the right guy?
Yeah, I know I found the right guy.
And so does he feel a lot of pressure right now watching you go around the country, do a book tour about your frozen eggs?
He's been a good sport.
Sarah Elizabeth Richards is the author of Motherhood Rescheduled, The New Frontier of Egg Freezing and the Women Who Tried It. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.